another 5-Minute Mystery.
Delafield.
Yes, are you Miss Garnett?
Yes, I'm so glad you've come, Inspector. It's my sister. She's been murdered.
Now, try to compose yourself, Miss Garnett. Hysterics don't help in cases like this.
I know, but I've been waiting for nearly an hour and... Well, this way, Inspector. My sister's body is here in the parlor.
Yeah. Let me see. The bullet pierced her heart. Miss Garnett, suppose you tell me what you know.
But I know nothing, Inspector. It's Waldo who can tell you. He was here. He ran out after the murderer.
May I ask the identity of this man, Walter?
Walter Benson, my sister's husband. They were separated, have been for a year. Since Ethel left him, she and I have been living here in this country cottage.
Now, suppose you tell me the story in its proper order, Miss Garnett. Exactly what happened?
Well, Ethel was here, and I was upstairs. I heard loud talking, then a shot. I came to the head of the staircase. Walter was coming in the front door and said... The murderer had escaped through the back hall. Walter went out after him. In the parlor, I found Ethel. Like this.
I see.
Agnes, where are you?
It's Walter. He's come back. I'm here, Walter, in the parlor.
Is Ethel hurt badly?
Walter, Ethel is dead. This is Inspector Delafield.
Oh, here, Mr. Benson. You better sit down. It looks like you're all in.
Oh, I am. I chased him all the way to the Valley Road. He had a car there parked in a clump of trees. He got away.
Who was this man, Mr. Benson?
I don't know. I never got a good look at his face.
When did you first see him?
Well, I came to see Ethel this afternoon. I was standing on the stoop about to ring the bell, and then I heard the man's voice. He was very angry. I stepped off the stoop, went around to the parlor window, that window there. I stepped under the climbing rose bush and looked in. He was standing with his back to me. Then he fired.
What did you do then?
I ran to the front door. It was unlocked. I threw it open and saw him disappearing down the back hall.
Mr. Benson, those scratches on your hand, how did you come by those?
Why, from the rosebush, I suppose. The thorns when I was looking in the window.
Mr. Benson, is that the climbing rosebush out there, the one you spoke of?
Why, yes, of course it is.
Through the pane here, it looks like a Zephyrine Druin. Pink blossoms, climbing variety.
Inspector, my sister's murder is escaping, and you give us a dissertation on roses.
Yes, Miss Garnett, because the rosebush tells me this man is lying. He is the murderer of Ethel Benson.
What was the clue that told Inspector Delafield the truth? Let's see how good a detective you are. In a moment, we'll hear the explanation, but first... Now, a final word of explanation from Inspector Delafield.
Although Walter Benson's story had a ring of truth in it, because of its simplicity, he made one mistake. Later, he confessed that it was he who had argued with Ethel Benson that in a blind rage he had killed her. It was her fingernails that scratched his hand, not the rosebush. For any amateur flower gardener knows a Zephyrine Druin has no thorns.